listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. The AFL racism probe into Hawthorn has wrapped up, but First Nations families are expected to take the case to the Human Rights Commission. Senior coaches Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and former Hawks staff member Jason Burt may have been cleared by the AFL, but that doesn't mean it's over. Footy chief Gil McLaughlin says Hawthorn could still face punishment.
That'll be a decision for the General Counsel and or the Commission, but obviously there's a broad range of rules, whether it be conduct unbecoming or bring the game into disrepute or whatever it is. I'm not preempting it, but I'm certainly not ruling that out.
A free trade deal with the UK comes into effect today. It's hoped to lower costs of goods like cars and alcohol made over there, while it also relaxes visa arrangements, meaning it'll be easier for us to live and work in the UK. ATO is removing PFAS from two of its products following an investigation into forever chemicals by listeners The Briefing podcast. The skincare giant will reformulate both its Define Eye Pencil and Define Eyebrow Pencil. Journo Claire Weaver says the chemicals have been linked to a range of serious health impacts.
Eye pencils and this eyeshadow palette could be absorbed via your tear ducts and through your skin.
It appears the race to be WA's next premier is all but over this morning, with Roger Cook the clear favourite after Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson exited the contest. And yet another earthquake has rocked Melbourne, but geoscience says the 2.3 magnitude tremor yesterday had little impact. The wait is over. Origin has arrived as Queensland and New South Wales prepare for battle on neutral turf in Adelaide tonight. There will be nervous players in both camps, with Reece Walsh debuting for the Maroons while the Blues are blooding Nico Hines, Tevitai Pangai Jr. and Hudson Young into battle. This might be the sixth series for Brad Fittler, but the Blues coach says the spotlight remains just as intense.
Always feel the pressure to deliver. We've got a good footy team here and we want to do really well.
A crowd of 47,000 will watch on. A mixed night at the AFL Tribunal for Adelaide, Carlton and Sydney. Crows on baller Rory Laird and Blues midfielder Adam Chera have been cleared of dangerous tackles, while Swan star Luke Parker isn't as lucky with his one match ban upheld. St Kilda great Nick Riewoldt has told Footy Talks podcast they all deserve to be cleared.
I'm not sure they could have done anything different in the circumstance other than to not tackle. I didn't see two motions in any of them, so I feel for the guys that have been suspended.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, morning smoke, then sunny for Brisbane, reaching a top of 24, blue skies on the Gold Coast and 23, partly cloudy for Sydney, 21 the max, patchy showers for Melbourne, a top of 19, showers for Hobart, a max of 17, partly cloudy for Adelaide, chasing 20, showers for Perth, a top of 21 degrees. The Science Briefing podcast is your go-to for the latest research in tech, health, AI, space and more. Your go-to for the science of just about everything. New episodes weekly on the Listener app.